As a kid growing up, they put us alphabetically in school, and there was a kid who sat next to me for about 3 years, who I think was about 36 years old, and I may be wrong, but he had been left back for a while. He clearly had some home personal issues.
Shaving at third grade and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was a little bit shaky, and didn't like it. I mean, I don't know what was going on at home, but it was bad. The teacher would ridicule and mock him rather than try to help him, and the reason
it was
that he
the
needed 70s. Some help. That's exactly right, and the things were different there. Some kids it made him tougher, other people maybe not so much, but he had a stink about him.
Okay.
No one wanted to be around him. It was like Pigpen, and it was a horrible bad...
Wait, did he have a cloud of dust walking around in a snowstorm?
Just like Pigpen. That's exactly right. And it was the stink, like he had dropped a load on his pants. Really? I mean, like, left the kids behind. I don't mean...
Well, no, I mean, like literally, he smelled like shit.
Yes, that's exactly
right. Was it just body odor?
It was just terrible bad.
I've heard from teachers before that, you know, kids can smell differently, and they can be body odor. They can be like, the smell is like the food, the spices, but then you'll have kids that if the parents smoke, they come in reeking of cigarettes.
Yes.
Did he smell like shit?
This was like, hey man, maybe you ought to wipe your ass. Yes.
Really?
Then he had the shakes, and I don't think he brushed his teeth. There was a lot of stuff, and I'm not hating on him.
Did you go to school in a Looney Tunes cartoon or something?
I don't remember anything in Looney Tunes being so horrific as this. And for like 3 years, they'd be like, well, there's a stick, and then there's this kid. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I got to sit next to him again. And you couldn't move away. Then the teachers were harsh. It wasn't like, hey, we can help you. Maybe we should have a parent-teacher conference.
What was he like? Was he like a nice kid, or was he weird? Or was he one of those creepy kids who walk up to you and go, you smell better when you're awake?
No. I mean, he seemed nice enough. He had bad socialization skills. Yeah. Part of it was probably the abuse. Clearly, there was a problem at home.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, and you should. But get over it, because everybody else couldn't give a damn less.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about now. I hope my problem is I care too much. So I tried to get involved.
Are you breaking
up
with me? Because that sounds like a line you do when you break up with someone.
Only when she's too crazy, but there is an upside to that. We've discussed it in the past. Maybe future episodes will get more colorful and specific. But there was no dating this kid. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Stay away from that.
We got to clarify that. So, like you said, the 70s. So I was like, okay, well, he's having a crisis, right? Looking back on it, someone should have intervened. There should have been some type of help with him, which leads me now to 2019.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine asks me, what do you know about these kids not using deodorant? And I go, I don't really know much about it. I don't have a lot of kids that I know of, and I don't like to stink. In fact, there are times when I realize that I frighten and disturb myself with my odor because I've been working outside on the house or riding my bike or walking the dog in the heat. So I got to wash, throw some deodorant on. For God's sake, just wipe your backside. Whatever you got to do.
First of all, can I point out that there's a huge chasm between not effectively using deodorant and smelling like shit. There's an entire journey to take from one to the other.
I grasp that. But I had to start the imprint of stink in a socializing situation as a kid to bring me up to this conversation with this buddy of mine. And he says, what do I tell my kid? He doesn't want to wear deodorant. And I go, how about tell him wear some deodorant, take a bath? He goes, he stinks. And he says he's scared of the deodorant. There's stuff in it that'll cause him harm. I'm like, I'm not buying that. And you got to, you know what? Sometimes you got to roll the dice. You take one for the team. Worst comes to worst, wash under your arms and your crotch and your backside, and you're good.
The kid's probably sitting there eating Go-Gurt and Cool Whip and drinking sodas and then being like, oh, I don't want to put deodorant because that stuff causes cancer.
I guess that may be the thing. But so I just want to know, I mean, you got a house full of young people.
Yeah.
Do
wait,
they
wait, wait.
Have
you
this
make that
mindset?
That sounds like something that's going to like get me arrested. I have 3 children. I do not have
correct.
A house full of young
that's right.
people.
No, you don't. This is not
categorized
news.
headline
situation at the Chubby house. He's got kids in cages. I'm not making that reference. You have spawned. You have 3 young people in the home.
I've had sex 3 times in my life at least.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. And you're batting 100. So that's a good thing. So I wonder, is this a common problem? Because he's asking me, it's his kid. He has more than one kid. Why is he asking me how to deal with his stinking kid problem?
Honestly, the thing is that there's a certain point where your kids grow up and then they start needing deodorant. And either the teacher's going to tell you or the kids are going to tell you or you're going to notice it yourself. And then you just buy them deodorant and you tell them to wear it. First of all, where is this kid getting this idea? I'm assuming this kid's like 10 or so, because that's about when my kids started having to wear it. And is he watching YouTube videos and stuff like this?
Goes back to that, right?
Yeah, but I'm no. Who's telling him that something's bad in deodorant? Because the kid's getting that from somewhere, unless the parent is belly aching about that, and then that's a parent issue.
Well, I've not engaged the kid in the conversation, and they have more than one kid. But he's older than 10. He's probably 14 or 15.
Well, they should have been wearing deodorant
new.
For years at that point. Years at that
point. Yeah, years. That's exactly right.
Okay, first of all, if you got a 14-year-old who's never put on deodorant, then that's your problem as a parent. And you got to make the kid wear freaking deodorant. And at a certain point, you just got to pull the kid aside and say, look, man. And this is what I said to my kids when if you want to get them in the habit of doing something like wearing deodorant, you got to kind of ride them at the beginning because they will just forget to put it on because they've habitually not when they're younger. And then you just pull them aside and say, look, you're going to be known as a stinky kid and everyone will know and no one's going to tell you about it.
That's exactly right.
That usually works.
Well, I mean, then you end up like me talking about a kid in third, fourth, and fifth grade that you had to sit next to who clearly had some stink problems.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, again, wipe your ass too. That should have been covered when they were about 2 or 3.
That's basic. That's how you get off the pot and you get the diapers off, yeah. Which, you know, it leads me to I didn't even want to get to this, but this is how my mom told me that when I started coming to her saying I need my diaper change is when she said, well, clearly you can start going to the toilet on your own.
You're calling her when you're driving home. Hey, Mom, Maria, be ready. I got to reload my van. She's like, look, man, you know, you've had your license for 3 years.
I can only imagine making that call. Holy crap. And there are ads now. Like, it is becoming a more and more of a problem, apparently, for people that are not even like seniors, but middle-aged or younger. I've seen the ads, and they're talking about being mobile, getting out at concerts and shows and at sporting events where adults are wearing diapers and not people who've had health problems or up in years. So is that an issue? Incontinence or loose balance?
I will tell you, as you get older, let's just put it this way. The 40-year-old prostate doesn't work as well as the 20-year-old prostate. You add another 20 years, that 60-year-old prostate works less. And then when you're in your 80s and 90s, that prostate is just there for show at that point. Well, you've seen the Depends ad. You've seen the old Saturday Night Live, Oops, I Crap My Pants ad. I mean, this is a thing. They've always had these things. I'll tell you a story though. And everybody in this story has passed on. So I think I'm okay to tell it.
You're safe.
My grandfather once took his sister to Europe because we're Hungarian and they wanted to go to Hungary and go to where their name is from. You know, so I mean, we have these roots up there. And while they're there, he took my great aunt who was a very pious Catholic. They went to Rome and they went to the Vatican and she got to see the Pope and she got to kiss his ring. And my grandfather would always say he suffered from TB, which he called tiny bladder. So he'd always have to
not
go to
tuberculosis.
The bathroom. Yeah, so but he was like, he never understood why his sister, who was older than him, he could never understand why she was able to, she never went to the, well, she was just wearing Depends the whole time. She's just like, I'm not going to miss the Pope. I'm not going to go to the bathroom and miss the Pope.
You got to pick your spots.
So, I mean, people do that in casinos. They're people who, or they just let it go into the seats. Never sit on those chairs at the slot machines, people.
It's the penny slot you got to worry about. That's right.
Yeah. But I mean, that's one of those things that, that happens. It's, you know, you begin and you end your life in diapers. That's just the way the world is.
But this isn't like a social statement or whatever. This is the same kid, though. Here's backstory.
Well, this is different to go if you back don't shit to where your we pants.
Started. I mean, I don't mean like the kindergarten or third, fourth, fifth grade kid who sat next to me. I'm talking about my buddy's kid. Backstory with him is that not long ago, maybe a year or two ago, he stopped wanting to wash clothes or at least his jeans, which I understand.
Kid didn't
maybe
want to?
He was like, no, it's not necessary. You don't need to wear the jeans where they've been washed or. I mean, that's how the kid sounds.
Somehow he sounded like Sean Penn from from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But no, I mean, it's like, you'll wear a pair of jeans a couple times. You know, you don't have to wash it the second they come off. You maybe wear a sweatshirt or a sweater, two or three. But you know, pretty much your underwear, your socks. If it's touching raw skin, you're going to want to wash it.
Yeah.
Now I understand if you know, you've had a rough day, and maybe you had a good weekend, and you're out all night. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I do.
You might have the same. same underwear on, or maybe somebody else's the next day. But, you know, you do have to wash your clothes, and you do have to put on deodorant, and you do have to wipe your ass. These are very basic things in human society.
Well, look, I'll use your Fast Times at Ridgemont High reference, which, by the way, I always love the three named girls, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Mary Stuart Masterson, on down the list it goes, Mary Louise Parker, but either here or there. My favorite Martian, Roy Halston, I think is the guy's name. I forget what it was. He's dead now. May he rest in peace. But he was Mr. Hand. It was your time, my time, our time. Well, look, on your time, you can stink to high heaven. But on my time, or for God's sake, our collective time, wash your ass under your arms. Do something. I don't care if you wash your jeans or not, how regularly, but don't become a problem with that cloud of funk and stink and whatnot. I just don't understand if this is a new thing, or if it's a kid who's defective, or if it's a trend socially. I'm bothered by this.
This is actually why this happens. The way the human body works, your nose, you don't immediately recognize a scent, you immediately recognize changes in scent. You're like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. It has to move for the T-Rex to see it.
Yes.
So if you are around a scent long enough, your nose becomes numb to it. It's sort of like if you ever cooking a turkey, mm-hmm. and then you go out of the house for 10 minutes and you come back and it smells amazing in the house because the turkey's roasting, but your sense gets used to it. And that's why when you come into the house, you know, like a nice fresh baked pie or cookies smells immediately good, and then you don't notice it after a while. If you stink, you don't smell yourself.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's not good. But, I mean, now if you root around and get your nose really in there, you're going to smell something. And I'll admit, look.
Get your nose in where?
Sniff your armpit to make sure, you know, am I bad?
Oh, sure, like cupping your... Yeah, cup it so you can smell your breath. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else you were thinking I was going, but
well,
dude,
I don't know.
I
That's
not
what I was asking. I don't
yoga.
Know what you do. I don't know. I was very concerned for a minute.
I would be in the hospital. I would have pulled about 10 muscles just thinking about whatever that was.
Well, let me just say this too. This is not the 50s. I think it was like what, the mid to late 50s, the invention, at least here stateside, if I have my history correct. And why I know history about this, I have no clue. But deodorant became something rather than just splashing on like a gallon of cologne or whatever else. I mean, yeah. Whether it was Right Guard or whatever else had happened to start.
Well, there's two things, antiperspirant and deodorant, but both work in conjunction with each other.
Yeah, stop the stink and sweat emission and then cover up whatever might be so you smell
because
nice.
The reality is you can stink. You can have underarm funk and then put on some deodorant and it will mask that or get rid of it, too.
Well, look, I'm a fan of the hippie chick, okay? And it goes way back for me. But there is a fine line between
you
smelling
like smell earthy.
Well, if smelling patchouli.
Hairy girls.
Right. I don't need that hairy underarm thing or whatever else, to each their own. But I mean, if you're in there, sometimes you take a hit for the team. You're like, well, we're here now. But.
Like, I might as well. I don't care. You know, hey, we're going to have sex. It's okay that you don't shave your legs or anything else. Hello.
Hey, it's the 70s.
I need a map.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's a hedgehog reference. But either way. So I didn't understand. I mean, if you're caught up on this, you've got multiple kids in the house of a chubby. So I figured that, you know, maybe this is one of those things. And as a little stick, I had the kid next to me who stank, and then his misery, and then there's this. And why somebody comes to me to ask about it, because does that mean that I either stink or do I smell really good looking for me for guidance in how to solve this problem?
You look like a guy who's dealt with stinky people before. What do you do about it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a lot of nightclubs late at night, a lot of hot, you know, sticky places with people, you know, on stage doing their thing and having some cocktails. Maybe that's the case, but I mean... You just like
at the very least get some Axe body spray.
You just got to pick your spots if you're going to stink on your own. Your time, my time, our time. Don't smell on our time. Smell on your own time in your own house. But for God's sake, leave us alone.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.